Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Hayden Hour, and it's been way too long since we've done one of these. What, 7 months, I think? Yeah, about that. We'll be getting into a couple NCAA football topics, go through the 2021 college football. Who will be playing for our teams in 2021? In the National Signing Day, which is today, if you're listening to this on December 16th? Why did I say January? We'll be looking at some college football scores, and then we'll be looking at who are some of the best teams and who will be getting into the playoffs, and who are some of the worst teams. Then we'll get into some college football rankings to finish it out, and here we go. So we got... Just to start it off, I know we have a very wintry signing with Donovan Edwards and making a commitment to Michigan and the snow with a coat. That's going to be an interesting one to watch. But this confused everyone. Cornerback Dejon Warren, everyone was thinking he was going to Georgia. Jackson State. Who is Jackson State? I seriously never heard of them. Anyways, you got Henry Lutowski. That's an interesting name. He's committed to Nebraska this year, and... Also, it looks like Thomas Fidone is also going to Nebraska. That's going to be an interesting one. And for both of those, Nebraska football says, welcome to the hashtag the good life. So, yeah, we'll see if they can pull off the good life next year and possibly come out of an unranked spot and go into... I could never see them winning a college football playoff, at least soon. Like, they might win in the future. Arden Walker, the top, came out of Colorado, surprised everyone, including the coach of Missouri, by committing to Missouri. And then, Richard Tony signs to Nevada, and... Justin Lampson is signing to Syracuse as a quarterback. So, yeah. Also, Derek McDonald is signing as a linebacker. And Enrique Cruz, signed to their offensive line. And that's one of the bigger classes that we're going to see today. Syracuse signing 3 people. And then let's see some good other ones. Bison Green is heading to Oklahoma State. And it looks like Savion Byrd is also heading down to Oklahoma. Wow, nice. One of the best defensive ends and one of the best prospects in the entire class, Jack Sawyer's heading over to Ohio State, playing some football for them. That's going to be interesting. And then Patrick Payton is heading down to Florida State. Nice. Top-ranked tight end Kane Berg has committed to Notre Dame. That's going to be fun to look at. And then Baylor has put their signing class on the top of a magazine. Specifically, what they call the cover athlete, which Jason Gibson, signing as a wide receiver to Baylor. Don't know if that's going to help them next season, though. Let's see. We'll see about that next year. I think it's Noah Collins. that just signed with Georgia Tech. And then also Vontae Dickerson, which is second-ranked quarterback, who has been saying he wants to commit to Minnesota since April. He said he is simply not ready to make a final decision, and that he will not be signing on with his teammates. He said, "I am simply not ready to make a final decision that will impact my future as a student athlete. I'll be signing at Westside High School to support my teammates, but not available for questions." Linebacker Brandon Jennings committed to Michigan, which is going to be an interesting one to watch. And it looks like Edward Visterin is heading down to West Virginia. That's going to be fun to watch. TCU is going 4-0 and signed quarterback Alexander Hoeing from, I think it's Germany? Yeah. To add to their signing class. And that's about all the players we have. That's going to be the players you were going to watch next year, if any of them start. Anyways, let's go into some games from this, the games for this week, and see if we can get anything. And let's see if we can get any good games from week 16, which is going to be next week, I think. Or no, it starts this week. It starts this Friday. Yes. Finally, I'm getting it right. We don't have that many games you can look forward to on Friday. You got USC and Oregon. USC is undefeated, though they only played 5 games, so I love how some of these teams are like undefeated or have really high rankings. And then they'll be like 13 or something. Washington and USC has been canceled with it being rescheduled to Oregon and USC. And Purdue and India canceled. And you got Ball State and Buffalo, which I can kind of see Buffalo winning that. Or maybe Ball State. I don't know who I'd pick in that game. Ohio State at Northwestern at Ohio State. That's going to be a fun game to watch. That's going to be at 11 a.m. on Fox, if you want to watch that. Texas A&M at Tennessee, same time, 11 a.m. on ESPN. Oklahoma State and Iowa State. That's going to be, no, it's Oklahoma and Iowa State. I don't think I'm saying that correctly. Iowa State and Oklahoma, ABC at 11 a.m. I don't know. I can feel like Oklahoma could pull off an upset. Though, Iowa State might win. I think so. Clemson and Notre Dame, that's going to be a fun game to watch. That's going to be at 3 p.m. on ABC. I see Notre Dame winning that easily. Not easily, but I see him winning that. Alabama, Florida. Alabama's going to win that. Not even a question. Alabama's going to win that. And that's about all the games we have for this week. And yeah, so now we're going to go into which teams had the best chance of getting into college football playoffs, and who are the worst teams in college football. Alright, so right now the top 4 teams for heading into the end of the season are the Alabama Crimson Tide, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State. Alabama has an incredible recruiting program. I mean, they beat Arkansas 52-3. They can get the best offense players. They can get the best defense players. They can get best special teams players. It's perfect. They're literally like that dream team you always have on Madden. Notre Dame and Clemson will be playing each other in the ACC championship, and I feel like that could be a deciding factor in who will get, who might get knocked up and who might not get knocked down. Now here's a question: would Clemson get bumped up to number two? And they'd play Notre Dame or someone else if they get moved up. Notre Dame is undefeated, though Clemson has one loss. Clemson is currently the only team in the top four for college playoffs that it does not have, that's not undefeated. So I don't know. They could possibly fall down, and I don't see Ohio State moving in. I can completely see what some people are saying. Can Texas A&M, which is ranked number 5 and is doing pretty well this season, can they slide into a number 3 or 4 spot and play in the college football playoffs? I say it's possible. It could happen. I mean, I can see them, Texas A&M sliding in. Jimbo Fisher's a good coach. I will admit that. Jimbo Fisher's turned this into an incredible team. Notre Dame, if they win an ACC championship and have an undefeated season, I feel like that will secure them a spot. But with Clemson having one loss and losing the ACC championship, if they do, I can see that knocking them out, and then maybe Ohio State could move up, and then A&M could slide in. I think that would be a reasonable one, or even just Clemson going down one and Ohio State moving up. I could see that going through. Now time to go into next area with the worst 10 teams. So most of these are undefeated, and then one I've seen though it's kind of controversial, let's just say that. ULM or UM, they've gotten no wins and 10 losses. One of the worst teams. Sorry if you're actually a fan of them. But one of the worst teams in college football, straight up. Kansas, they are 0-9. That's kind of bad. Florida, I've heard, is kind of they've done okay, but I don't feel like they deserve to be 7th right now. Arizona's, these are mostly all, like, teams that don't have win. Vanderbilt in, like, Arizona, they need some work. Though, on the topic of what we were saying earlier, it's just like I said, one of the teams can move up. Anyways, to finish out this episode, we're going to go through rankings of the current college football stats. Alabama, as I said earlier, at Arkansas with a win, 52-3 on an away field. That's sad. That's really sad for Arkansas. Notre Dame, undefeated, second place. So as I said, they're going to play, they're going to be playing Clemson in ACC championship, so I could see that messing up one of their seasons. Ohio State undefeated with Texas A&M right behind them. I could easily see Texas A&M coming up, though we'll see about that whenever they play against Tennessee on Saturday. Ohio State moving up into the number 6 spot, with Florida State moving down, losing to unranked LSU at their home field, 37-34. Georgia beats 25th ranked Missouri 49-14, which moves them up to the 8th spot. Cincinnati goes down one. Oklahoma and India moving up, with Coastal Carolina moving up. USC moving up two against their win against UCLA, 43-38. Northwestern staying where they are against their win at home with Illinois, 28-10. North Carolina moving up by beating the 10th ranked Miami. They were 17th at the time. They beat Miami 62-26, which sent Miami down all the way to 18. They lost to the 17th ranked North Carolina at the time. Now North Carolina's ranked 15. 62-26. Dang. That's a good way to end your season. BYU moving up one spot against San Diego State. About the same. Texas staying at 20. Oklahoma State beating Baylor 42-3, moving them up a spot. Yeah, that's about all we have. And then Missouri gets dropped from rankings. And Colorado loses to the Colorado loses to the unranked Utah. And that moves him down from the 21st spot to the 25th. And then Missouri gets dropped from the rankings today. Anyways, that's going to be it for the episode. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you get updated every single time I'm posting a video. I'll be posting a lot more frequently in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned. As always, make sure to follow all the teams I've said and watch some of the games I've said, and always watch Marty and McGee on ESPN and ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, because they are absolute legends. See ya.